it's obviously results wise it's been tough over a number of weeks here. I did say that performance against Hearts, I felt that we could have taken all 3 points. It didn't materialise that way. Ayr United, we went down, took a point, possibly could have taken all 3 that day as well. And against Dundee through the week, when I watched it back, albeit it was quite an open game, you know, we had a spell in the second half when we were under the cosh, a game we had opportunities to win the game. So delighted we were front foot today, created a number of chances. I think Alan even changed his, you know, his set up during the first half, with the problems that we were causing them. And you know, we've scored 3 good goals, won the game, and we've got to make sure that we carry that into next week now against Arbroath.
So the most pleasing thing was just how much of a threat you looked today and the amount of chances you did create. I thought particularly in the first half an hour, you were absolutely
fine. It's always nice to create. I think I've looked at the stats here and 15 chances and we've hit the target in 10 of them. So from a striker's point of view, albeit you love to be able to cut inside and curl on into the top corner, Kevin O'Hara anticipating, Dom Thomas taking his right foot going across the goalkeeper, and then Kevin's there for the tap-in. You know, that's your bread and butter. And on that side, that was really pleasing. It took a goal like that, you know, to get us up and running. Dom, I'm no one for singling players out. Dom Thomas was magnificent today. For a boy that plays in a wide role, some of the stuff that he done today was outstanding. But I've just said to the boys in there as well, credit to them, because they gave Dom that platform, you know, as a team. You know, they gave him that opportunity to do that today. And as I say, he was a handful, and you know, we need to try and get Dom on the ball more to allow him to do that. But it's 3 points, 3 points that we badly needed. And as I say, it's just enjoying the rest of the weekend and then coming on Monday morning to focus on the Arbroath game.
Has Dom almost suffered at times this season from other teams pinpointing him as the threat?
To be fair, it might be better asking Dom. Yeah. Dom that question. I do know it's hard to bring a consistency when you're that type of player. You know, people see that today, and then you sometimes ask, why can't you get to the levels more often? And that's not a criticism of Dom. You know, they're a dying breed in Scottish football, I think. But possibly we were just giving the ball that little bit earlier today, a little bit higher up the pitch, that allowed him to show what he was able to do. Cut inside, is he going on the outside? They ended up doubling up on him, and what happens is then we created space for others today to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, the space that created for O'Hara and McManus to drop into, there was just a lot of fluidity to the performance.
Yeah, and as I say, today, if you look at it, Kevin led the line, you know, from the off. We've already said, delighted with the goal that he got. He played his part and won. He just nicks it before the keeper. Probably would have loved to have put that one away himself, but he showed a composure and picked out Dom, who then, you know, finds Ewan Henderson. So the positives were the reaction we got. We knew we had to win the game today, and to play under that pressure, having went a number of games without winning, we showed that, you know, we've got the battling qualities earlier in the season. When we went through difficult times, Queen score quite late on in the game, our reaction was to put the park and try and score again. So it's not getting carried away, but it was more like us to do.
We're in the thick of it now in the playoffs. It's been an exciting end to the season. Inverness obviously playing Tuesday night.
Yeah, but that's the Inverness Dundee games out with their hands. We knew coming into today that we had 3 big games, 3 games that we've looked at as a squad that we want to win. We've no divine right to win those games because of how hard the league is. Arbroath on the back of a 4-0 result today. You know, it's a great victory for them today, but as I say, we've got to take confidence from ourselves. The players have also got to go away and enjoy the weekend, because it has been a testing period for us. There's still players in there that are experiencing the first sort of like full season, if you can call this a full season. And we've had bumps and bruises along the way, but we've given ourselves an opportunity, and if we perform like that next week, we'll give ourselves the best possible chance to take all 3 points.
Is it pleasing to get a couple of goals from midfield as well? Because I'm assuming you'll be wanting more contribution in that regard.
Yeah, it does help. It does help, and as I said, Fraser coming on, he has got goals in him. And Ewan Henderson, I think that's his first senior goal. And he's made an impact since coming in. He's a boy that I want to take the ball. In difficult circumstances, he'll put his foot on it, he'll take the ball, and he's not frightened to try and play a pass to create opportunities for others. But on the other side of that, the work rate and determination from the team today was more like us. And as I say, that's what we're going to need to go back to for the last two games.
You and Murray obviously missed out today. You hope to have them back next weekend?
It's still too early in terms of that, but Ewan and Paul missed out with injuries, so we were down to the bare bones, and to get a performance like that again, there was no boys feeling sorry for yourself. If that was the case, Queen of the South have been on a great run since a number of months now, so it was no mean feat. Alan had his team well set up, they've got a lot of pace in it, and a lot of credit goes to the boys that played their part today, and we'll see where we're at with injuries come the middle of next week.
Is it again similar situation with Declan? Obviously, he had to come off. Is it too early to see?
I think everybody could see he was sort of carrying his shoulder. He's land. I don't know if he landed awkwardly or if somebody's. But he wasn't the one for wanting to come off at half time. But you could see he was up against Obelai in the main during the game, and the physicality to get up against him. He was laboured, and that's not a criticism of Declan. Again, he's shown the attitude that he wants to play for the jersey, he wants to help the team. And he came off, that was, again, Craig Whiting played his part today. They come off the park having given their lot and played a massive part in helping us get 3 points. But we'll see where Declan is later on in the week.
And your goalkeeper?
Magnificent. I think he pulls off two qualities. The one just before half time. People are always quick to pinpoint when a goalkeeper makes a mistake, but he played a big part in that as well. So collectively as a team, there's some boys that have dipped away with a wee bit of form in that as well. Today they showed that it mattered to them, so it's no getting carried away, but I keep harping on that was more like us with what we were at in the earlier parts of the season.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Stephen.
Thank you.